Hello, and welcome back. This is the third episode of More 2-Minute Tales, in which I take you behind the pages of No Average Day, the 24 hours of October 24, 1944. In the last episode, we covered hell ships, the Japanese chartered vessels that transported prisoners of war from camps across the Japanese-occupied territories to slave labor camps, where they were forced to toil under abominable conditions in mines, shipyards, farms, and factories. The camps from which they came were legend, with 4 out of every 10 prisoners in the camps dying of starvation, illness, or abuse. Perhaps the most well-known was Camp Cabanatuan in the Philippines, where as many as 8,000 Americans and other Allied military and civilian personnel were incarcerated from 1942 through 1944. Communication from the prisoners to their families at home was practically non-existent, and when postcards did arrive via the International Red Cross, few families were comforted by the tersely worded and long-delayed messages, many of them eerily similar to one from Private First Class William White to his parents that read, "My health is excellent. Received your letter. Glad to hear all well. Am feeling fine. Thinking of you. Love to all." There were, of course, prisoner of war camps located across the globe. Nazi Germany operated over 1,000 camps holding hundreds of thousands of prisoners. While conditions in them were less severe than in the Pacific, the men were forced to work and they suffered meager rations. The U.S., too, operated POW camps. Over 400,000 German and Italian prisoners of war were incarcerated in all but 3 of the country's then 48 states. They worked in canneries in Wisconsin, harvested farm crops in Georgia, and stacked hay in Nebraska. Conditions were a far cry from the deprivations elsewhere. The prisoners were not forced to work, and if they did, they were paid for their labor. Less than 1% attempted to escape, and stories abound of some prisoners' reluctance to return to their homeland after the war. Learn more about the POW experience in No Average Day, coming to bookstores in October 2024 and available for pre-order today. And don't forget to check back in 2 weeks for the next podcast in this series on my website, ronasimmons.com. Thank you.